Let's hear from Alan Michael. He is currently the Police and Crime Commissioner for South Wales Police. In the late 1990s, he was Deputy Home Secretary and one of those who commissioned the High Court Judge Sir William McPherson's inquiry. He told me about the immediate reaction to the findings 20 years ago.
There was a big division of opinion. You had senior police officers saying, we don't believe that the Met is institutionally racist. There wouldn't be an intention not to investigate properly. This was just, if you like, an investigation that wasn't taken at the most professional level you can. But there's nothing more to it than that. And others who were challenging saying, actually, it shows that there are problems of institutional racism within the Met. The inquiry was asking about the event and the investigation and so on and so forth. But I think it brought that out in quite a dramatic way. And I think that did cause a lot of people to ask a lot of questions about the way that the police operated, the way that police should operate in future. Whereas I don't think that's led to perfection, because things that have been deeply ingrained in the communities from which police officers come don't change overnight. They don't change in a decade. But you did see a change in terms of the attitude of some very senior people as they saw the evidence unfold before the inquiry and the responses that came to a lot of the questions.
Were you surprised that there was that level of what has now come to be known as institutionalised racism?
I wasn't terribly surprised. I mean, I've worked myself in black communities in Cardiff, and I would say if you go back into the 80s and 90s, there was not a confidence of the in the police in South Wales. There was a gap between policing and communities. I think it was much worse in the Metropolitan Police, and that's what came out of the Stephen Lawrence inquiry. But I think that it was probably true right across the country. That is very, very damaging to policing because, as Sir Robert Peel said when he set up the police, there were two things he said that are really important. One was the first duty of the police is to prevent crime happening. But the second one was the police are the community and the community are the police. In other words, if there's not a really strong identity between policing and the communities that are policed, you can't be successful in the basic purpose of policing. And of course, the death of Stephen Lawrence shook what was already a pretty unstable level of confidence between the black communities in London and the police.
Segment 1.
Let's hear from Alan Michael. He is currently the Police and Crime Commissioner for South Wales Police. In the late 1990s, he was Deputy Home Secretary and one of those who commissioned the High Court Judge Sir William McPherson's inquiry. He told me about the immediate reaction to the findings 20 years ago.
There was a big division of opinion. You had senior police officers saying, we don't believe that the Met is institutionally racist. There wouldn't be an intention not to investigate properly. This was just, if you like, an investigation that wasn't taken at the most professional level you can. But there's nothing more to it than that. And others who were challenging saying, actually, it shows that there are problems of institutional racism within the Met.
Segment 2.
The inquiry was asking about the events and the investigation and so on and so forth, but I think it brought that out in quite a dramatic way. And I think that did cause a lot of people to ask a lot of questions about the way that the police operated, the way that police should operate in future. Whereas I don't think that's led to perfection, because things that have been deeply ingrained in the communities from which police officers come don't change overnight. They don't change in a decade. But you did see a change in terms of the attitude of some very senior people as they saw the evidence unfold before the inquiry and the responses that came to a lot of the questions.
Segment 3.
Were you surprised that there was that level of what has now come to be known as institutionalised racism?
I wasn't terribly surprised. I mean, I've worked myself in black communities in Cardiff, and I would say if you go back into the 80s and 90s, there was not a confidence of the in the police in South Wales. There was a gap between policing and communities. I think it was much worse in the Metropolitan Police, and that's what came out of the Stephen Lawrence inquiry.
Segment 4.
But I think that it was probably true right across the country. That is very, very damaging to policing because, as Sir Robert Peel said when he set up the police, there were two things he said that are really important. One was the first duty of the police is to prevent crime happening. But the second one was the police are the community and the community are the police. In other words, if there's not a really strong identity between policing and the communities that are policed, you can't be successful in the basic purpose of policing. And of course, the death of Stephen Lawrence shook what was already a pretty unstable level of confidence between the black communities in London and the police.